brings us to item five. Math was never my long suit. I was just advised that it's 8-0.
Fair enough.
So I apologize. Let the record reflect that the prior votes are the same numeric total. All right, so let's move on to item five, which is to consider and take action to adopt Board of Retirement Resolution 2025-5, which is the investment allocation targets and ranges. This is an action item. Mr. Price, good morning.
Thank you. This is our annual, or at least annual, exercise in setting targets to implement the board's past asset allocation decisions, including the sizing of the liquidity program. You'll recall last meeting we talked about how much money was going to need to go into the liquidity program to top it back up, and it's about $638 million. This sets the targets for other things that go on around that. It sets us up for the rebalancing that we do at least annually in conjunction with the employer prepayments in late July. There's a few moving pieces here, but nothing overly impactful immediately. Big picture, the liquidity program stays at 17%. Growth moves from 70 to 71%. Risk diversifying goes from 8 to 9%, and cash goes down from 5 to 3%. If we take a look under the hood there a little bit, the liquidity allocation targets remain unchanged. We're just going to top those managers back up. The growth sub-portfolio gets its initial allocation to multi-asset credit. We've got four funds in the research pipeline, two of which we expect to fund by early August, so we felt it was appropriate to include them here. High yield gets reduced slightly as a result of multi-asset credit coming up. You'll recall high yield was a placeholder until we get multi-asset credit, and then the high yield's going to wind down. And risk diversifying gets its initial allocation to the treasury exposure. We're expecting that in the next few weeks as well. The trades would take place in late July, early August. Once everything is done and settled, I'd come back to the board and do a report out on that. But this is an action item to set these new targets and allow us to go forward and implement the next iteration of the asset allocation. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
All right, thank you, Tim. Are there questions of Tim? I'm not seeing any hands or hearing any, so thank you. This is, if there are no questions or any clarifications needed, this is an action item under five, so it will require action of the board and a motion.
Move to adopt.
All right, so there's a motion on the floor to adopt Board of Retirement Resolution 2025-5, establishing investment asset allocation targets and ranges. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any questions or discussion on the motion? I'm not seeing or hearing any, so let's call the roll and see if I get the count right. On the motion, Chabadarev.
Aye.
Gordon, aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Wong?
Aye.
And Kwan? All right, that carries 8-0.